USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin that invading Ukraine would cause widespread human suffering and that the West was committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. The White House said there was no suggestion that the hour-long call diminished any threat of an imminent war in Europe. Biden also said the U.S. and its allies would respond decisively and impose swift and severe costs if the Kremlin attacked its neighbor. The two presidents spoke just after Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, warned that the U.S. intelligence shows a Russian invasion could begin within days and before the Winter Olympics end in Beijing on February 20th. Russia is still denying it intends to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Government officials are calling for action to end a large protest at a port of entry between the U.S. and Canada. And U.S. security officials say they're monitoring a possible similar protest that could disrupt the Super Bowl and President Biden's State of the Union address next month. The Freedom Convoy protests began in late January and returned about a week ago at the port of entry that separates Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. The demonstrations are causing trouble for trucks moving products between the U.S. and Canada. Automakers on both sides of the border are getting hit hard. Authorities are trying to clear activists from the Canadian side of the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor and Detroit. It's one of the busiest trade routes between the two countries. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged Canadian authorities to take all necessary and appropriate steps to get the bridge open again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
According to experts, gas prices have hit their highest level in 8 years, and analysts expect even higher gas prices by summertime. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. American Petroleum Institute CEO Mike Summers believes a lot of the blame in the high gas prices falls on President Biden's shoulders.
A lot of this can be pinned on some bad policy decisions that were made at the very beginning of this administration. When you start the administration by cutting off access to the Keystone XL pipeline, banning permitting and leasing on federal lands, stopping development in ANWR, we should be all concerned about some of these policy choices that have been made. And we need to go back to a period of encouraging development of oil and natural gas in the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you missed our newscast at the top of the hour, remember, you can hear it anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.